resort to arbitration.
Last May, we bought 500 tons of red beans from you, but there was a shortage of 30 tons. According to what you requested, we supplied all the documents necessary, but the problem has not been settled yet. It's still pending.
You said you had two problems to clarify with us. What's next?
We also concluded a transaction of mung beans as the second lot. The goods should have reached us last June. The shipping date has been delayed several times. As far as I know, the shipment has not been affected. Now, the market price for mung beans has fallen sharply, and our buyer has changed his mind. He doesn't want the consignment.
Well, Mr. King, first, I'd like to point out that the shortage you allege is not a real shortage. The loss you sustained could only be the loss resulting from empty space. I think you still remember that more or less allowance stipulated in the contract could be as much as 5%. So in fact, we are only 5 tons short. As for the second delay, I'd like you to recall what you have done about the LC establishment. We urged you several times to open the LC, but you simply ignored us. We had no other choice but to sell the beans at a much lower price. We'll have to ask you to pay for our damages.
But we've had the LC opened at last.
Indeed you have, but the LC you opened has gone far beyond the accepted time. It is now invalid. To effect the delivery is out of the question. You've breached the contract and all subsequent actions will be invalid.
Our dishonoring this contract and your shortage in quantity cancel each other, don't they?
It's ridiculous to mix up these two cases. If you are not sincere in handling these problems, we'll have to submit them for arbitration.
If you insist, I've no other way out.